Mr. Hiroshi Komatsu. Is that right? Okay, so as professor of history of cinema at the University of Waseda?
Yes.
Okay, and winner of this year's Jean-Mitri's Prize. Okay, first of, before passing to the Jean-Mitri, I wanted to know something. I know you curated the retrospective of last year's Japanese section. And unfortunately we only have 3% of all the silent Japanese movies now in the archives.
Even less than that.
Okay, let's speak about this retrospective of last year. How did you organize it? And
yes, it's quite difficult to make a comprehensive retrospective of Japanese silent cinema because, as you know, there exists only less than 3% of the whole period of Japanese silent cinema. Anyhow, I think I would like to include as many excellent silent films as possible. And most of the representative work of Japanese silent cinema disappeared before the war, before the Second World War. So what remained were various things like B-movies and some films for kids and some educational films. Anyhow, still there are some interesting films in our archive. So I made that retrospective with such more or less interesting films.
Mm-hmm. And why were they all destroyed after the war? Was there a specific reason?
Well, yes, we had a big earthquake in 1923 in Tokyo, and there were also many tragic fire in the board of the film companies, and also during the war there were tragic bombs, and many of the United Prince disappears, not destroyed,
And I know, now let's talk about the specific silent Japanese cinema and about how it was organized and stuff. I know that most of the movies, or in some period a few movies, were also done for educational reasons and shown in schools. Let's talk about this, it's kind of interesting.
You mean the
the link between cinema and education? Like they were the cinema. They filmed like geographical places and stuff, and then they were shown in schools.
Okay, because in the in very small villages all over the Japan, they didn't have cinema theaters before the war, so. Film companies made the specific small format prints for showing such villages to educate children, and they also made some educational films exclusively for such people.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We have some such prints.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I also know that cinema in the beginning was considered an art for children. Is that right?
Around 1910, yes, that's right. 1910.
Yeah.
Because, lots of children love to see film stars. That's true.
Right.
And adult people, did not think cinema was art, and it was a kind of entertainment for kids, for decent people. That's why many kids went to see movies, and that's why not many intelligent people didn't.
Mm-hmm. And I also know there was a strange thing I read in the collegium papers, is that with the film, after the film was shown, they did like puppets out of the film. Is that right?
Puppets?
No, or some kind of toys for children?
I don't know.
No. Let me just get okay. get that.
Hold this.
Maybe I read it wrong. Let me see here. There you go. Worn-out films were cut up and sold as children's toys?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Oh,
that's
right, 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 right.
Not puppets.
Puppets, yes. Yeah, toys.
No. Toys, yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I have some fragments of such
You do? Films.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's...
That were sold at children's toy shops.
Uh-huh, yes. Uh-huh. That's yes. interesting. Uh-huh. And I read other interesting things here in the Collegian papers, like, for example, that most of the kisses were cut off
yes,
in the
yes,
film.
Yes, yes, because at that time we didn't have custom to kiss in front of the other people, mm-hmm. so that was not decent thing for Japanese people at that time. That's why the censor cut such scenes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also there were a lot of prints saved outside of Japan, like prints
right.
of international distribution.
Right, not many, but some films were discovered in foreign countries because, there were Japanese town in the United States. Even in the teens, and they imported some films from Japan to show in such a Japanese community.
Mm-hmm.
So such films were preserved
for Japanese.
Yes, 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 only for Japanese.
Only for Japanese.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Right.
That's why there are no English subtitles
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
at all.
And now I know that you found out something recently in the...
Yes,
in
that's very important thing for me. Well, after returning to Japan from Chile, I wanted to search more Japanese silent cinema. And well, I tried everywhere I knew. And finally, I discover some 8-9 films, very early Japanese films, in February this year. Yes, most of them were from the teens, very early Japanese cinema, and some incomplete, and some complete, mm-hmm. and some mm-hmm. only fragments. Anyhow, even National Film Center does not have such materials, so I'm very proud of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what kind of films are they? Do you recognize them?
Yes, I could identify most of them.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Could you tell us a few titles just for?
Yes, yes. There are many titles, but for example, there was a film called Not Blood Relations. This is a very famous film based on the famous novel stage play, and this is a very typical Shimpa new school film because we had such genre, film genre at the time. No such film exists. No such new school film exists. Until now, so this is very, very unique discovery.
Compliments.
Yes. Yes.
Compliments.
Thank you very much.
Now, I wanted to talk about a very Japanese specific characteristic of the silent movies. That's the benji.
Yes.
That sometimes these people, these kind of singers or actors, were even more famous than the people on cinema.
Yes.
So let's talk about this. Very interesting. We had a benji here last year, and it was just amazing.
Yes. Well, we had such tradition of lecturing, tradition of narrating. Well, it itself had a very long history, and benji tradition is a part of this history. Well, in the silent period in Japan, we already had benshi who narrated silent images, and they were very popular, and many people went to see went to the cinema to see not film but Benshi. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because Benshi was so popular than film themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unique, but Japanese film, particularly in the teens, Japanese film had a very specific form. There are no cutback, no close-up, and no moving images, because Benshi hated such a Western technique of cinema. That's why Benshi required film company not to include such Western technique of cinema.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Japanese cinema from the teens was very different from Western films. That's because of Benshi's preference.
Mm-hmm.
Because if film changes so often, Benshi could not narrate properly. That's why they hate such change of shots. And
this is very interesting.
Yeah.
And I know also sometimes when they describe maybe a foreign film with intertitles in English and stuff, they used to change the story sometimes. Is that right?
Or change? Sometimes yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sometimes yes. There were some Benshis who liked to change the story.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And also, they didn't put Japanese intertitles into foreign films because Benshi wanted to show original image. I mean, with original intertitles in foreign language.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
Yes.
Okay, now last question, a little bit provocative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you are the right person this year to get the Jamitri? Do you consider yourself?
I don't know.
Provocative.
Okay. I'm not sure, but I'm very proud of it. Proud of receiving such a prestigious award, and I'm very glad of it. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure that I am really a proper person, the right person to receive such a prestigious award.
Do you think you did enough to earn it? I think you did. Come on, you found a lot of films.
Well, I hope.
Yes, it's a prize that usually goes for people that in that research and give a lot to silent movie, and I think you did enough. Do you think?
For me, not enough, because I want to discover more rare silent prints. Anyhow, my job will begin from this.
From this prize.
Yes, right, yes.
Okay, so I hope we see the movies here in Sachila.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.